Were there building designs that you had to really sell because people thought it couldn't be done or people thought it was just a poor design?
I don't think we encountered too much difficulty. I think we could pretty well make a sound argument for our work. I don't think it required a great deal of persuasion.
Yeah. Did any of you design a building and it comes to fruition and it's built? Then an interior designer comes and you say, oh no, did they trash my building? Does that ever happen to you?
Yes, it has. I'm not sure I can recall a specific instance, but it has happened. I mentioned Bishop Kelly High School was a very good building, but after a couple of other architects get a hold of it over the years, I don't think it's too good, you know. So it's not just interiors you can mess up. You can mess up bigger elements of architecture just as well, but it does happen now.
Yeah. I'm not sure that many people are aware how much buildings give humans feelings. And when we walk into a structure, it'll give you a certain attitude. You walk into another, it'll give you a certain feeling. You're nodding on that. Talk to us about that.
It has a lot to do with space, how space is organized, and oftentimes how natural light or any light is handled. I think those are things that people respond to rather quickly. And of course, color and issues of that sort are important, but I think you're right. People walk into space and there is a response.
You'll hear people walk into something and say, oh, this makes me feel real good. Maybe I'm mostly talking about residents probably, but...
Yeah.
What about some of the people that you taught? I don't know if you taught any courses in architecture, but I know you started the Tulsa Urban Design Studio at OU, right? You have a number of students and later architects that started their own firms, did some magnificent work in town, and all that I know attribute a lot of their approach to architecture to you and what you taught them. How did you teach them?
Well, I think you mentioned one thing that was kind of an important part of my life. At the age of 60, I was approached by the Dean of Architecture at the University of Oklahoma, Raymond Yeh, asking if I'd be a visiting professor and have a fifth-year design studio. So I commuted to Norman for a couple of years, for 2 days a week. The College of Architecture had 5 departments: architecture, construction science, interior design, planning, and something else. And architecture had a faculty of 25. My second year, he asked that I head the architectural department. I didn't understand why, but he said, you're having gray hair, and that's what I need. I'm approaching accreditation. I'm afraid of it, and I want you to head the department while we go through the accreditation process. So I accepted that. I said, but I might have some problems. The faculty may not accept me. I'd like a 2-year contract. And he said, well, we don't give contracts. And I said, well, why don't you talk to the president? The president said, I'll give him a contract. So I did that for 2 years, which maybe at that point 4 years with the university. Then they asked that I establish a master's program in Tulsa. And that really was a lot of fun because I got to organize my own curriculum, select my own faculty. The difficult part was recruiting my own students. But altogether, I was with OU for 10-plus years, from the age of 60 to 72. But I was very busy during those years because at the same time, I was campus planner for the University of Tulsa. So I was really working 55-hour weeks. And at the age of 72, I said, I think I'll go cold turkey. I'll take no consulting work. I'm gone. But back to your question, at Mary Jones Murray, we did have numbers assigned to every employee as they came aboard. Over a period of 30 years, we had about 250 people that moved through the office. Sometimes they called us Mary Jones Murray University because we did train a lot of, or work with a lot. I'm not sure we trained them. I think we worked with a lot of talented people. A lot of them did establish their own practice in Tulsa. As far as going back to the students that I had at Norman, it's too soon to say. I didn't keep track with those guys. I really don't know what influence I had there, except one of my students later did become head of the urban design program in Tulsa, Sean Schaefer. He was a very good student, and he's done a very good job there. But I can't attest to any influence other than the general associations I had with people.
But you were both an instructor and director at the University of Oklahoma School of Architecture.
Yeah.
You had to influence many of them who will never come back and say, you influenced me.
That's true. So many of them are foreign students, too. I had students from Malaysia, China, Japan, Mexico, Venezuela, Sweden. You do lose track of those guys because they came to this country for their education. I've lost track with students, but I did keep in contact with guys that worked in our office. Some of those people really had very, very successful careers of their own.
Right.
After they left.
And I can tell you they attribute a lot of that success to what you taught them. They talk about, well, when I was at Murray Jones and Murray, I learned this, or Bob said that, or what have you. So
I remember one day I sat down with one of our staff, and he said, let's clean off this conference table so I can think clearly. I thought, you're my kind of guy. I think you'll make it.